You're with SBS Radio.
With me today is Brianne West. She's the CEO and founder of Etique, a company that urges us to give up the bottle, a different kind of bottle. Good day, Brianne.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and you?
Yeah, great, thank you.
So you started with the concept of zero waste, giving up the bottle. So nowadays, when we hear people saying zero waste, usually we focus it on the water bottle or the coffee cups, but it's more than that, isn't it?
It's absolutely more than that. I mean, almost everything in our lives is wrapped in plastic, so I thought that Etique could tackle the bathroom.
And it's interesting because when I was younger, our nanas or the older women in the family would use bars to wash their hair, to wash almost anything, isn't it?
Yes, that was absolutely what people used. I mean, it used to be soap-based, but they used bars because they were cheaper, they were easier, and there's no plastic associated because we didn't have plastic back then. Well, certainly not in the quantities we do now. And it was just standard, but now obviously we've been told by marketers that you've got to use liquid products, and that means you can make it look prettier in stores, and it means it's cheaper to manufacture.
Although it's cheaper to manufacture, it's not doing our environment any good.
It is not, no. It is cheap for the manufacturer, but it is expensive for the planet.
Now, it comes as a shock to me, or to most people, because when we buy these bottles, the first thing I would do is to put it in the recycling bin. And I buy it because it can be recycled, it can be reused, but that's not the case.
Unfortunately not, and this is something that's driven by, again, by a marketing team. Unfortunately, it's a shame that consumers are misled. So only about 11% of plastic ever made has ever been recycled around the world. Our recycling simply cannot keep up with the amount of plastic we use. And also it gets a bit more complicated because different states and even different cities have different abilities in terms of recycling. Some can do certain types of plastic, some can do others, because there's many different types of plastic. And then you've got the worst, which is bottles, which are varying different types of plastic within one bottle, in which case it's not recyclable at all. So recycling is not a long-term strategy, and it will not stop this crisis. We need to stop using plastic and start reusing the stuff that already exists.
And so when we go to our shopping, when we fill up our shopping trolleys here in Australia, I recently found out that 76% of what's inside there is made up of plastic.
Yeah, crazy, hey? But you think about frozen foods, all in plastic. Fruit and vegetables are often, for some reason, wrapped in plastic. Pretty much, I think the statistic is about 93% of product or all food product in a supermarket has a plastic component.
And we all...
That's crazy.
Yes, and we all think that we're putting this in, but we can throw it in the recycling bin. And I think, as you were saying, that all has to change.
It does, and consumers can do, we can do a fair bit. We can make better choices. We can stop using plastic bags. We can try and buy food and other stuff that's not packaged in plastic. But the onus really needs to be on the manufacturers and the businesses that profit from these practices, that they can no longer do so. And they should be made, they should be incentivized in whatever fashion that works, whether it's a tax or a legal obligation, to produce a product in packaging that is either compostable or reusable, or the very, very bare minimum, easily recyclable.
So your products is going back to the basics, the bar. So maybe
it is and it isn't, because yes, they're bars, sure, but they're not. You know, they're not like sunlight soap. I mean, they're much more technically complicated. It's as if you've got a bottle of, say, a natural salon quality shampoo, and you boiled all the water off. It's kind of that sort of product on the inside, and then they're packaged in compostable cardboard packaging. So you can literally, the whole lot will just biodegrade.
The good thing about bars is that they just melt away as they use them, isn't it? There's no other byproduct that you would have to dispose of.
No, nothing. So there really is no waste to the whole product.
So I guess it's about your attitude towards the products that you store in your bathroom.
Yeah, and even just switching out your shampoo and conditioner can make a huge difference. On average, one person uses about a bottle of shampoo every 2 months. So, you know, over your lifetime, that's a significant number of bottles that you can save.
to those who are new to this idea, what are the things that we should consider next time we fill up our shopping trolley?
Just have a think about what it is you're putting in there. Do you need the bananas that are come in the plastic bag? Or can you just have bananas that don't come in the plastic bag because bananas have their own very thick skin that you don't eat? It's just such an unconscious habit now for us to buy plastic. And really, it just requires a bit of forethought. You know, take a reusable bag with you.
And I think when we say...
We can make a difference.
When we say reduce, reuse, recycle, we should rethink about how we implement those three steps, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think recycling should now be the very bottom rung of that ladder.
It should be zero waste.
Yeah, it should be rethink, reduce, and then recycle can be later.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.